This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Russia has denounced a new round of U.S. sanctions. U.S. State Department saying the new sanctions were triggered automatically by a longstanding policy on the use of chemical weapons in response to the poisoning of a former Russian agent and his daughter in the British town of Salisbury. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
The poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia with a Russian nerve agent happened 5 months ago. Moscow is not pleased, but has responded cautiously to the new round of U.S. sanctions. The announcement shook Russia's economy, with the ruble dipping to a two-year low. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have clearly laid out U.S. policy toward Russia.
We'd like to have a better relationship with the Russian government, recognizing that we have a lot of areas of mutual concern.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Afghan Taliban has stormed Ghazni city, that's about 150 kilometers southwest of the capital, Kabul. Heavy clashes continue today between the insurgent group and government security forces. Taliban says it has a dozen operations in the center of Ghazni province and claims to have captured a lot of weapons and ammunition. Saudi-led airstrikes targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a bus, killing at least 43 people. Many of those were children. International Committee of the Red Cross said a hospital it supports received 29 bodies of children. Another 48 were wounded in the attack, including 30 children. The attacks occurred in a Houthi rebel stronghold in northern Yemen near Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe opposition leader Tendai Biti is free on bail after being charged with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last week's disputed election. Biti was deported to Zimbabwe after authorities in neighboring Zambia rejected his bid for asylum. The court ordered Biti to surrender his passport and not to appear at any public rallies, political rallies. Biti spoke to reporters.
It's a pity that most of Africa, we don't respect the rule of law in the national standards. But we survive. We live to fight another day. I'm glad to be home. And tomorrow we raise the constitutional issues around what happened to me and why I'm here.
Biti is one of nine members of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance sought by Zimbabwe police for inciting violence following last week's presidential election, which the MDC alliance claims was rigged in favor of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The Trump administration is outlining plans for another military service here in the U.S. focused on the dominance in space. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
There's the Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines, and Navy.
The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
And Vice President Mike Pence says the White House wants it established by 2020. Here at the Pentagon, he said adversaries like Russia and China have turned space into a warfighting domain.
The United States will not shrink from this challenge.
But creating a new military service is complicated and expensive, and Congress has to sign off. Immediately after Pence's remarks, President Trump tweeted, "Space Force all the way." Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Washington's mayor and police chief say the U.S. Capitol is ready to handle Sunday's Unite the Right rally. Jason Kessler, who organized a demonstration that turned into a riot in Charlottesville, Virginia last year, has received a permit for this weekend's event in Washington. Mayor Muriel Bowser stressed that violence will not change anyone's prejudices.
Whether they are spewing hatred and racism online, on the nation's capital, let us speak in one voice and tell them that they are wrong.
One woman was killed, 19 others injured last August in Charlottesville during clashes between white supremacists and counter demonstrators. The parents of President Trump's wife, Melania, have been sworn in as U.S. citizens, an upgrade from their previous status as permanent residents. President Trump had spoken out against family-based immigration, the process by which a family member leaving legally in the United States can sponsor another family member. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.